A new international agreement has been passed to protect the rights of tens of millions of domestic workers around the world. The new convention came out of the annual meeting of the International Labor Organization in Geneva. Domestic workers are particularly vulnerable because they work in private homes, unseen and isolated from other workers. Often they are not covered by the existing labor laws. Oliver Pierce is the policy officer at the charity Christian Aid, which pushed to have the convention adopted. He told me it establishes minimum standards that will provide real protection to domestic workers.
There are about 100 million domestic workers around the world, and they've been a group of workers whose rights have been neglected, and as a group they've also been often exploited by their employers or by their host communities, since many of them are migrants. So today's news that there was an agreement in Geneva to agree a new international law is really important for this marginalized group. It means for the first time that these people who have been working in the informal sector know that they have rights as workers and know that they are able to work in a way which means that they're entitled to the same kind of protections as other workers.
What does this treaty do exactly? I mean, you say it gives them the idea they have rights as workers. What are they and how can they exercise them now that this treaty's been passed?
The things in the treaty include protections like social security, ensuring there's a written contract, stating that there should be minimum age for people in the domestic work sector, ensuring that there are agreements on maximum working hours, all those kinds of very practical things that are often neglected when it comes to domestic workers. In many countries, domestic workers are not covered by the same laws which govern the rights and protections for all other workers. And it's very difficult also to enforce any laws that do exist because domestic work takes place in private households. And one of the key things in the new convention is a requirement that there should be a level of ability by governments to inspect the premises where domestic workers work to ensure that they're not being abused and exploited.
One of the countries that did not actually vote for this but abstained was the United Kingdom. Can you give us some reaction to that decision by the government?
Yes, Christian Aid has been working with its partner organisations in Asia and the Middle East, but also with our colleagues at UK-based agencies here as well. And we are deeply disappointed by the stance that the UK government took in these negotiations. It had promised to follow the consensus reached at the ILO, but in fact, when it came to the vote, it was one of only eight countries to abstain. It says that it did so because it is not in a position to ratify the convention, but we think not only should it be committing to improving its own laws, it should be setting a much better example to countries all around the world that domestic workers need these kinds of protections and that the UK will champion their rights.
Now that this convention has been passed, what more would you like to see be done to help protect domestic workers?
The next steps really are to ensure that countries that supported and voted for the convention ratify it in their own laws and make sure that they have national laws which are in line with the convention, providing all the important rights that it covers. We will be working with our partners in Asia and the Middle East to ensure that countries where protections are currently not very good are improved and trying to make sure that domestic workers know how to stand up for their rights, be able to fulfill them so that their work is valued alongside everyone else's.